The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Let's welcome Kevin Gates to the Dana Cortez Show. Make some noise.
Welcome.
Okay, look, he just got off stage. Things are hot right now. You know, I love all the classics, love the new stuff, the ceremony. Obviously, we got new stuff, but let me say something to you real quick. The song Walmart.
Yeah.
When's the last time you were really in a Walmart?
I'm always in Walmart.
Are you really?
Yeah.
That surprises me because
I'm an active dad, so.
Okay.
Like, and then I travel, so I need, like, regular things like paper towels, plastic bags, Sharpies to label everything.
See, the rest of us shop at Walmart.
Then I use like the dual wipes, and I've been using good wipes also. My two favorite wipes, if I can't find none, paper towels.
Napkins. Tell me about the dude wipes, because I've been thinking about that. Are they good?
It's nothing like taking a shower after you use the bathroom. Yeah, but
no, my husband has to have a bidet. He has a bidet.
That's the best thing.
Yeah,
and I'm different because I carry like the little throwaway Clorox, Clorox wipes.
Yeah.
I carry those. I have to clean the seat, then lace it with toilet paper. Then I'm just.
Do you do the trick of putting the toilet paper in the water so no splashback?
No, I don't do that.
I learned that one in junior high.
Yeah,
you
know.
You went too far with
that. Because remember, they don't.
Nah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I know,
and they don't. And they don't have the doors like in your high school.
Hey, that's innovative. That's innovative. I never tried that before.
I never even heard you talk about before.
Because that's like a guy thing. That's a guy thing.
Then your wife.
That's a guy thing because you know, like when you're in high school,
you don't want your balls to be wet.
Thank God.
See, I don't have. Oh, Venus laughing. We don't have Ellis. We don't have that.
Yeah.
Okay, look, I'm gonna get personal now, and I don't think I shared this the last time, but my uncle, he went to prison for over 2 decades. Came out a changed man. Educated himself there. I know you're educated. Everybody knows you've got a degree. Why did you feel the need though to get that piece of paper? Did it matter to you? Did it matter what other people think? Or was it only for you? What was the
idea behind that? It was for me because I had a person tell me before, like, you could sit around here with your idle time and just look at chick magazines and masturbate, or you could stimulate yourself mentally. You could go on a mental safari with yourself. And once you get into, like, bettering yourself, it's like every accomplishment is like a high, and it's the delayed gratification because you work for it. That's like, even with working out in prison, like a dude was like, man, just give it 90 days. Just give it 90 days and see where you at after 90 days. I'm just saying, it's like with everything, it's like the delayed gratification, you get a high off it. It's like a dopamine rush, and it stay with you longer than a quick fix.
Was that the first time you felt what you're just talking about, getting that degree?
No, ma'am, but it was something I did for myself that was just beautiful. Because I'm a seeker of knowledge anyway, so I love to learn new things.
Same. Like,
my dream really is to go back to school.
What would you do going back to school this time?
Law.
Oh.
I love law because it's ambiguous in nature.
Yeah.
But I love it, though.
You feel like you learned a lot about the law, though, while you were
in? I used to always be in a law library. That's why I'm here. I'm in a law library almost, 3 to 4 times a week. I'm in a law library. And the people you meet, the conversations that you have, they just spear you into another direction. And I was like, man, when I go home, I'm gonna give it all I got. I'm going to just really give it all I got.
You know what? You said something. You say a lot of things. I love your TikTok. I know your Instagram, there's not anything on there. But
I got you all that. I hate you.
But you said that you will not have anyone around you who's not adding value anymore. How do you disconnect from people who are no longer adding value?
Teach me that.
Thank you.
Give me an example.
If somebody who drains your energy.
Who?
Like anyone.
Who? Let's say someone around you.
I can't start naming names on video.
Don't say who, but just tell me, like, to me, like your brother, your cousin. Like, Kevin, what would you do if your brother...
Kevin, what would you do if someone you work with no longer seems to like you or is happy that you're achieving things?
I'm not here for you to like me, but are they of disservice to me now?
Yes.
But
you've known them a long time.
Yeah, and I love you. Hey, listen, I love you, but our relationship has run its course.
Is that easy for you to do?
Yeah, because I love myself. So I know how to set healthy boundaries. I love you, but our relationship has ran its course.
Can you still talk to that person or is it just over?
If they love me, they'll respect it.
Do you think that's how you stir? Because I feel like...
And if they don't respect it, then they had an agenda. They were there for what they could get, not give. Real love never goes away.
Facts.
Do you feel like
I understand how my energy could affect you like that? It's gonna hurt me to leave you. But guess what? I love you. If that's the decision you make, that's what it is. I love you. If you need me for anything, I'm here.
When you're in a relationship, do you feel like you are always giving as well?
I'm a giver naturally.
It's just nature.
I'm naturally a giver, and I've had situations happen where, like, my flow stopped. Mm-hmm. When I say my flow, like, it could have been my financial flow, my flow of happiness, my flow of peace, and all of that. Once the flow is interrupted, it's something around you that's interrupting that flow. Everything is on the energy, even money.
Yeah.
So if you analyze it, since this person came in my life, have I been gaining or have I been losing? I've been losing. This person doesn't need to be in my life anymore. You're not serving me. Our relationship has came thus far. It has ran its course. I love you. But it's time for me to pour into my own blessing.
Do you think that's how you steer clear of all the industry drama, all the stuff that's going around? It feels like there's a lot going on in the industry right now.
I don't hear your name
associated with anything.
You're not going to never hear my name associated with nothing nobody else got going on, because my goal wasn't to come into the industry and be and have fame.
Yeah.
That wasn't success for me. Success for me is, how's my relationship with God? How's my relationship with my family? Do my children love me? Mm-hmm. Am I a great father to my children? No matter what go on, am I a great father to my children? So if you want me to come party with you or we come do anything, I don't care what it is. It got to be something that's beneficial enough for me to leave my children. Like my grandfather, he was like, I leave the house only to do one thing. I get some money. Mm-hmm. Or that. That's it. Because he spent time with his family. He was a family man. I'm a family man. I know where the streets lead me.
Mm-hmm.
Dead or jail. That's it. That's all.
It's nothing.
It's nothing outside. You're not missing anything.
Oh, I know that
we
now.
We think, yeah. Man, it was so lit. I don't drink alcohol, so I'm gonna be the oddball in the party. Because I mean, I had fun the other day with people laughing at me because I got a champagne glass and was pouring water in it.
Yeah.
Like, come on, cheers. You know, they was like, no, that's bad luck. Man, what you putting in your body is bad luck.
A lot worse than that.
People don't understand alcohol is poison. It's really poison. What is it?
From where you come from, it's really medicina natural because of the way that it's made from the agave. It's really medicine.
Well, that the tequila is different than all the other. Yeah, the mezcal is
different because it's medicine.
Yes.
So you can overdo it though. They had like when you go like to the cacao ceremony, mm-hmm. chocolate and things of that nature. You know, you from the
I know.
When you go to, they give you a little shot of, and it clean your body out. And you might drink a shot of mezcal like for 1 week straight. It's medicine, and you can abuse medicine also. That's how people do. They abuse medicine.
It's true. Our ancestors utilized that.
It's not a negative thing, but it can be used in a negative way. And that's with anything. Too much water could kill you. So
facts.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to. Because I'm speaking from a place of non-judging. It's not the thing. It's the way we abuse it. Like, when we become parasitic in nature, anything is bad. We take and take and take and we never give back. That's like you was talking about the people that take your energy. I mean, yeah, I know you love me. I know you need me. I know it's great being in my presence. I know that. But I need some time for me. I need to sit in silence. Can I just sit here and just think about nothing?
It's so hard for me to do that, though, to people. Because
you don't love yourself.
You're right. You gotta learn. Didn't want to say it. But it's true. You're right. I have so much self-doubt. I gotta get it out of my mind. I gotta get that self-doubt.
It's hard to cut off people you love, but you gotta love yourself more than you love.
You gotta love yourself more.
I'm telling you this out of love.
It's true.
I'm telling you this out of love, Ms. Dana. Your energy is beautiful. You're a beautiful person.
Thank you.
But you know what ages us?
What?
When our energy is being drained. We never get time to rejuvenate.
Mm.
Even like when I got off stage with my heart, like I have to slow my breathing down and let my heart balance itself out. I need time for myself. I need me. It's okay to say no. And we do that because sometimes I used to feel inadequate. So I would overshare and overgive and do this because I'm really seeking acceptance.
Yeah.
I accept me. Hey, how those
I'm people, good enough.
Hey, how those people say? You are enough.
You are good enough. Dana, you are enough.
Ms. Dana, this might be an awakening for me. Listen, Ms. Dana, you are enough.
I am enough.
I tell you every day you're enough, though. And it's hard, but I have a hard time telling people no.
That's so
sweet. I don't have a hard time not answering my phone. So I think too.
Hey. I think though, and hey. you just mentioned.
Hey, I'm in a meeting.
You mentioned the culture.
Text, I'm in a meeting.
Yeah.
You know this a lot
with
of
me,
times.
Me, myself, and I. I'll call you after we close out. Because I'm in a meeting with myself.
I think, though, too, I think
hold
sometimes.
On, let me put on my white voice. Hello?
Hello?
I'm in a meeting. I'll call you
Kevin's
after we close out.
Okay.
I'm going over the particulars. I'll call you after we close out.
Being Mexicana and all of that. Okay. We were raised different. In my family, it was like, you got to serve. You can't do as much as men, that kind of thing. And I'm a true believer that men and women are different, but we should be able to dream the same. Sometimes it's overcoming your own family. And I love my family. There were certain people in my family who not necessarily said the nicest things to me.
Once you have a husband, you and your husband or your partner become one. Your life partner become one. It's not about the family anymore. We love you, but
that would be the best.
I love my family, but where this is of our family.
We love you, but f you.
Yep.
Because we need to heal us first.
Do you have to distance yourself at times from family?
We love you, but
f you. It's like I'm telling you from experience.
And I love you.
I believe that, yeah.
But if I give you everything, I won't have anything left for me. It's over with. I love you.
But f you. Yeah.
If you don't understand, f you. Because I'm the type of person, man, go spend some time with your wife. Just holler at me later. You know, I am the streets. I'm going to be out here.
Yeah, I'm going
to be here forever.
Call me later.
I encourage that. Like, man, go spend some time with your wife, man. I'm here.
I'm good. Yeah, that's why I'm with all my friends. I'm like, I'll be here. Don't worry. You can call me. Yes.
What up?
We're having a couple's therapy.
We're having a couple's therapy there.
A free one, too, because you got a degree. It's a real therapy session right here.
I want to ask you, it's completely something different, but if something I was thinking about earlier today.
You know your wife, excuse me not to say, you know your wife and your family, that's your protection from the hellfire or from being in places that you had no business being. Because is it worth leaving your family
no.
in the house for? If it's not worth leaving your family in the house for, shit.
It took me a long time to figure that out. But once I did, I became... Like I got shot.
He's a great husband. He's a great
I got
father.
Shot. That's how I learned.
I got stabbed.
He got stabbed in both arms. So yeah.
I got a hell of a paper cut. You will see.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're gonna compare wounds and scars. Right.
You know
after
what?
This message.
No.
The other question I was gonna ask you.
No scar is any greater than the any scar that anybody had, because our pain is the motivation. Pain is the greatest motivator, and whatever level of pain that anybody experienced, it was the pain that the universe knew that would cause you to grow, because growth is uncomfortable.
I believe that.
Like, my knees hurt right now because I'm getting taller. So
you think that's from the yoga?
I know what it is, because I started correcting my external knee rotation and my hip flexors, and since I started correcting it, my body is getting in alignment and it's getting taller. I'm creating space.
I need to go to yoga so I can get it 6'1".
We stunt our own growth by the things we do.
Eventually.
Yeah, I know. Okay,
excuse me, I didn't mean to cut you
no,
off.
No, but because I've been thinking about this question since earlier today. All right. So you're still practicing Muslim, right? Kind of.
Nah, I'm going to say this. No Muslim is perfect.
Of course not.
And, of course not.
Islam should never be judged by what one Muslim does, but every Muslim should be judged by what Islam teaches. So... I'm gonna always try to be the best Muslim I could be,
uh-huh.
but I'm not perfect. I'm far from perfect, but I'm always try to be my best.
I had to
say that. So
no, yeah. Like, so okay. So here comes the other part of the question. So anytime you turn on the TV, all you see is the media,
social media,
demonizing Muslims, Islam. How do you feel as a person that is in this country and as you as a practicing Muslim that has no ill will towards anybody when you see something
about
like
that narrative?
You want me to be honest?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I don't really watch the news.
You don't watch it? You don't see that?
And the reason I don't watch it is because, you know, forgive me being Muslim, I'm already I'm the worst you could be. I'm really a half nigga, half I'm the worst thing you could be on earth. And if I could take every day like negativity and take it and turn it into something positive, anybody should look at my life and be like, if Kevin Gates could do it, we could do it. So it's just, I don't subscribe to negativity, because it's people that love me.
Yep.
A lot of people. And they don't look at what religion I am. Yep. They look at my heart. So I don't care about that.
Doesn't bother you at all.
The worst, but if you look at it like ethnically, I'm the worst thing you could be.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a half nigga, half I'm the worst you could be. That's the worst thing you could be on earth.
You're not trying to add any more to it. I get it.
I mean, it doesn't matter, but I'm just saying. So if I could take every day and put positivity into the world, Anybody can.
That's a good outlook to
There's
have.
No excuse.
Yeah.
I create my own destiny.
Right.
I had to get out of the mindset of being a failure and being hopeless
a victim
and all of that. Yeah, I'm not that. I create my own avenue. I create my own. I manifest this. Anything I speak into existence and I put forth the effort behind it, it will happen.
So you're an entrepreneur. What are you manifesting next then?
If I told you, it wouldn't be a secret. Oh, you could.
Well, what can you tell us that you're manifesting next?
Because you don't have to do this. You don't even have to do this show.
Something to do with coffee.
Oh, my God.
We have talked about this before.
I had to do this because on my spirit, it's people that needed my energy here.
Okay.
Arizona needed my energy. So I had to do it. I was called to do it in my spirit.
Years ago, you guys had this conversation.
About coffee.
I used to sell Jamaican Blue Mountain coffee.
And
one of the only few that had a license
in
the country.
So I know how much you love coffee.
Can we still have the bag you gave him.
Yeah. Can you give me a little small insight on what you might be doing with some coffee?
Something.
Something. That's it.
Sipping it.
Something greater than what I'm doing now.
All right.
Just a little bit bigger. Just baby steps.
Coffee, wine, two of the biggest commodities. They continue to grow. So that's why you're getting into it.
I love coffee.
Yeah.
Now, I know you do because we got a bag of coffee.
I just love coffee. Don't judge. I had a triple shot before I got on stage.
I'm a coffee drinker too, man.
I had a triple shot.
I could drink a whole thing of coffee right now and go to sleep in an hour.
What kind of, you talk about your kid. He could. You talk about your children a lot.
I take a shot of espresso before I go to sleep.
Yeah.
Swear.
Don't bother me, yeah.
I cannot do that.
I love that commercial. That coffee spelled backwards is E-F. And before I hack my coffee, I don't give a about anything.
You need to be selling those t-shirts with whatever coffee you're doing.
You need to be selling, that needs to be the name of your coffee company.
No, it's already a thing.
It's
that commercial I saw. Somebody sent it to me in a text message. I don't know if it was on what social media platform, but they sent it to me and I opened it up and it was like, this is so you. And I opened it up and it said, coffee spelled backwards is E. And before I have my coffee, I don't give a f- about anything. And then they sent me that one about if you suffer from severe stupidity, you should try a brain. You think a brain might be right for you. I love that commercial.
Have you seen those things? They do all these like parodies of like the drugs.
I've seen the coffee one. I haven't seen the brain one.
You talk about your kids a lot. I love that. I love that you're a family man. I think that's why you get all the love from people.
That's not why I get the love from people.
Well, it's not why.
Explain to me why you get the love from people. I want to know. Give me the trick.
It's not a trick. The sheep know the voice of their shepherd, and authenticity is the highest frequency. It's God. It's not me.
What's this?
Excuse me. I would like coffee, and I want to talk about
it. Oh, we got a little product placement. This has got something to do with you. I already know it does, because it's got that little feather on there.
What does it look like?
It looks like breadwinner stuff. It looks like yours.
That's amazing.
I've noticed you were very fascinated with Native American culture. What brought you into it?
My family, my mother, whole side of the family, Native American.
She's Puerto Rican, she's Taino.
Oh, yeah, you did say that. Okay, yeah.
He is indigenous.
I'm indigenous to this land. Like when people say the Tainos, these were like the people that was kidnapped from all over the place.
Right.
Choctaws, Cherokees everywhere and spread all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Taino, we are indigenous to this land.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with Taino. What does that mean?
That's like the Choctaws, the Cherokees. Every Indian you could think of, they was captured and sold as slaves.
All right.
Like
that for facts.
The copper color people. Yeah. They was captured and sold as slaves all over Jamaica, everywhere, like South America, everywhere, Panama, all throughout. It was sold everywhere. So that's why you got so many tribes of Tainos, because they didn't have they was misplaced from their tribes. Mm-hmm. So they was all just a mixture of everything. So they Tainos.
To be honest, a lot of us don't know our histories. You know, the Spanish pretty much erased it.
You talk to your grandmothers. Our history was given to us orally. So we sit with the elders.
Remember, I told
to
you.
To receive it.
Tell stories.
Yeah.
That's how we pass down our.
I cried when I sat with those people. Very sacred.
Do you share that with your children?
Yeah,
that history?
They sit in ceremonies with us.
Do they really?
Yeah. People be talking about a teepee. The natives never lived in a teepee. We do ceremonies
in a teepee.
Yeah.
It's like re-entering the womb.
Yep.
We go inside the womb, and it's why it's shaped like that. We re-enter the womb, we heal, and we come out.
What would you say your parenting style is?
Love.
Love.
I parent out of love. Love not gonna always. I'm not gonna always give you what you want, but I'm gonna give you what you need.
That's the way to do it.
That's kind of dad I am.
Yeah, I parent out of love, and I'm not here to judge. And mistakes make us great. Don't beat yourself up for making a mistake. And whatever it is, we're gonna figure it out.
How do you feel like now that you have money? With the whole situation with your money. Kids, because like with my daughter, obviously I'm better off than she and she has a better life. I try to teach her to go to work every day to take care of herself, make sure
be empathetic. Cleans
up. Yeah, what do you do?
You work and you get allowance. You work.
So we never did the allowance thing, but she values
you do your
money.
You do your chores and you get allowance. If you want to buy Robux, you have to do all of your chores, and you're not gonna get it right now. You're gonna get it at the end of the week.
Oh, wow. Oh,
okay, so you always make that delayed gratification.
Yeah, you're going to work for it. And if you don't do this, then you're not going to get paid. And you got to take your lick. And they understand when I say take your lick, you take accountability for
your
actions.
That's right, that's
yeah.
right.
Take accountability for not doing what you're supposed to do. You don't get rewarded for not doing what you're supposed to do.
And I think we reward, unfortunately, so many.
I don't care what you say, because you my child. You a kid.
You don't know better.
I don't care what you say.
You don't know better.
I'm sorry.
I don't bargain with you. I don't bargain with my children. You do what I tell y'all to do, because I'm y'all daddy. I don't care how y'all feel about it. You going to do it, or you ain't got to do it, but you ain't going to get no allowance. You know what I told my son? I was joking with him the other day. I said, I want to be like you when I grow up. He was like, I want to be like you when I grow up.
Oh.
That had to feel good, though.
Even when I first said him, like, he ain't want to take karate. Come on, let's do it. I made him do it after which you felt good.
You're on stage, you give it your all, and you still perform those old hits. I've heard some artists say,
tonight,
I don't like doing that. Yeah.
Tonight,
do you mind performing the Two Phones and the I Don't Get Tired? And you've got all these new projects. You've got stuff coming out. You just dropped the Ceremony this year. Do you mind performing the old stuff for the fans too? Because I've heard some artists say, I hate getting
I used
there.
To hate it when people walk up to me and be like, you're that Two Phones guy. And I'm like, man, I got way greater.
You got a lot of hits, yeah.
But then I had to realize, Sway told me, he was like, it's still a great song. I was like, you're right. I'm great. I'm just great.
We'll end it on that.
I'm just going. That's it. That's it.
Every day you wait, there's somebody out there right now wishing they could be me.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
And they should really, like you just said, understand that they're good enough. They're good enough.
It's full circle.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.